Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the court cases carry on for Donald Trump and for the rest of the world. The campaign continues. And there is a surprise in some recent polling that is described by Axios. That surprise doesn't really kick into the very gloomy surprise of the new population statistics. The new information about the U.S. fertility rate is appalling and alarming, and we'll be talking about that with Nick Eberstadt, who's written about the population, the decline in population growth, because we're still growing in population, but we don't have even a replacement level of fertility. And frankly, the only reason we're growing in population at all is because of immigration. A very sensitive subject. We will be getting to that. First off, there's a piece in Axios that is fascinating because it actually reflects so much polling data. And it's called Biden's Polling Surprise. And it's actually not just a Biden polling surprise. It's a polling surprise particularly for Robert Francis Kennedy Jr. And here is what they found. Is a trio of recent polls shows that Donald Trump's candidacy may be hurting through the court cases and through a lack of money, because there's so much money that has to be spent on legal fees. And Biden's candidacy may continue to have problems with young people, particularly over the Israel-Hamas issue. But there is another surprise that could encourage Biden, and also other surprises that could encourage Trump to look beyond some of the challenges he has being in a Manhattan courtroom for the next 6 weeks. By the numbers, Biden and Trump are tied in the latest Quinnipiac University National Poll. 46% for Biden, 46% for Trump. If you throw RFK in the mix, what happens? It's still tied, but this time 37% to 37%. That dynamic is consistent, they point out, with two polls, a Marist survey released on Monday and an NBC News released on Sunday that show that Biden's margin actually increases when RFK and other third-party candidates are included. This is completely different from what the Democrats had been worried about. Because they, of course, think about the experience of Al Gore versus George W. Bush, where the 5% of the vote that went to Ralph Nader made much more than the difference in the state of Florida and in other states across the country. It would have made Al Gore president, probably, if Ralph Nader hadn't been there. Biden is convinced that his numbers are moving in the right direction. They write. He especially likes that top-line Marist number, which shows him winning 51 to 48. The Marist poll now has a up by three nationwide. He said at a campaign event in Tampa on Tuesday. The fact that he is campaigning in Florida obviously is a reflection of the fact that they believe that an abortion referendum that will be on the ballot, an abortion initiative that will be on the ballot to give abortion protection based on a change in the state constitution, that makes Biden potentially competitive, even in Florida, which was won by President Trump fairly substantially, both in 2020 and in 2016. More importantly, the momentum is clearly in our favor, Biden said. People are beginning to listen. Reality check, it's not all good news for Biden. Of course not. A monthly Bloomberg survey out Wednesday showed that Biden's only ahead in one of the seven battleground states and that a small bump from last month has faded away. And here is the interesting part of all of this, is that Biden's early fundraising advantage and some $50 million in ads they have placed since Labor Day will chip away at Trump's 2023 lead while convincing key voting groups to come home, top advisors tell Axios. Biden's three-point lead in the Marist survey jumps to 5 points when RFK and two other third-party candidates, Jill Stein of the Green Party and Cornel West, another independent, are included. When NBC added the third-party choices to the list, Biden pulled ahead of Trump 39-37. Between the lines, Biden's advisors have argued that RFK, a Democrat until late last year, would siphon more votes away from Biden than Trump. But RFK himself is actually been sounding more Trumpish, particularly on issues like immigration, than he sounds like the liberal Democrat he was identified with in the past. And again, the fact that he has picked a running mate who does not have a particularly strong liberal reputation. In fact, nobody knows who she is. And really, do you still remember the name from from 2 weeks ago, Nicole Shanahan? Yeah, she's a surfer, and she's Asian American, and what's interesting would be if they really do go over 15% for RFK and Shanahan. Then I think it would be hard for them not to include her and to include RFK in any debates that they hold. Question is, if they don't hold a presidential debate, and it would largely be because Biden might wish to avoid it, if they don't hold a presidential debate, could they still hold a vice presidential debate if all of those candidates were willing? That is something to think about, and we will. But something else to think about is the numbers on U.S. fertility, where there's a piece in National Review and a bigger piece in the Wall Street Journal, all taking a look at what this means, that the U.S. fertility rate hit a new record low last year, continuing a persistent trend that will have significant consequences for American society. The total fertility rate dropped to 1.62 births per woman last year. That's a 2% decline from the year before, according to newly released data from the Centers for Disease Control. The figure is below replacement level, meaning Americans are not having enough children to replace themselves, a development with major implications for the U.S. economy. So what are those implications for the U.S. economy? And what could be done differently in terms of political leadership that could encourage people to produce more children? It's literally, it's one of those things where when you're around a bunch of children, and one of the things about this Passover retreat that I'm part of this week, there are a lot of kids, sometimes pretty wild kids, some of those wild kids including two of our own grandchildren, but kids as a blessing, a necessary blessing for the United States, coming up with Nick Eberstadt.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And a pleasure to welcome back to the show Nicholas Eberstadt, who holds the Henry Wendt Chair in Political Economy at the American Enterprise Institute, AEI, where he writes extensively on demographics and economic development generally, and more specifically on international security in the Korean Peninsula and Asia. And that's fascinating, Nick, because we're here to talk about this new news about the U.S. fertility rate falling to a record low. with fewer babies born in the U.S. in 2023 than any year since 1979. Okay, with all that going on, you're also an expert on South Korea. Doesn't South Korea have the lowest birth rate of any major country? And yet, they seem prosperous and successful, right?
They're prosperous and successful, and they may continue to be prosperous and successful as they get ready to turn out the lights. I think it is possible in theory for a country to be aging, shrinking, and increasingly affluent as long as you've got technological advance, improved health, improved education and skills. It's possible to have improved labor productivity even if the number of people is declining. It's possible. Not necessarily going to happen.
And in terms of the declining number of people in the United States, which I think there's an increasing consensus that that's not a good thing, this has pretty much nothing to do with regulation of abortion, does it? Because right now, of course, abortion is much more challenging in most states in the United States, and yet our birth rate has gone down. What's the connection?
Michael, I think that the best predictor of family size, pretty much anywhere, no matter what country or no matter what year, is the number of babies that women or parents say that they want. It's a very, very, it's not perfect because we're humans, but it's a very tight connection. And the drop-off in births in the United States since the crash of 08 or the election of Obama, you choose what marker you want. But since that time has been because there's been a decline in the desire for kids expressed by prospective parents. There's more anxiety, there's more pessimism, there's less confidence, there's less religiosity, there's less patriotism. There's a whole nexus of value changes that I think are pretty consistent with expecting fewer kids per woman in America today.
And explain the economic and practical problem of having a birth rate that is lower than replacement level. What does that mean economically?
Well, immediately it means that if you have planned for a social security system based on a sort of a pyramid scheme or a pay-as-you-go proposition, where today's retirees are going to be financed by today's workers and by future workers, you're entering into a world of hurt if your birth rate is sub-replacement because you've got fewer workers to support all of the retirees. Apart from that, I would say that one of the important changes with sub-replacement fertility has to do with the morale of society, with the anxiety and the angst and the loneliness and the lack of confidence that we see kind of like awash in our country today more than in previous decades, or at least in some previous decades. I think if we were just a bunch of robots and we were supposed to, spring into action at age 16 in the workforce and, retire from the workforce at age 65 and, have our circuits turned off at age 85, I think the economy made to work tolerably well. The problem is that we're human beings, and all of these attitudes and values affect us.
In terms of values that affect us, can we learn anything, actually, from embattled Israel, which has one of the highest growth rates, I believe the highest growth rate in terms of population, in the OECD, the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, and I believe the average fertility is not 1.62, it's 3. in a country that, does have its problems. Why do they do so much better with this?
Well, I mean, a funny thing happened on the way to depopulation in Israel, which is that the Jewish people decided that they didn't want to turn out the lights. And they also seem to have decided they didn't want to be outbabied by Palestinians. And these things are always very difficult to prove statistically, I've got to say. And this is just like sort of an impression that I have. But Israel is the only Western democracy where we have seen a really dramatic turnaround in fertility over the past generation. And as you say, up above three births per woman per lifetime, and not just the ultra-Orthodox. I mean, we could also have some indications this is happening with more secular people as well. It does tell us that attitudes in the air kind of matter. There's a certain sort of contagion to this, and the converse is, you could even call it mimetic. The converse is that when there's a social loss, a loss of social learning about what large families or even families with children are like, it seems to be hard to recover that. I don't think we have an example yet in the modern world, a non-catastrophic example, an example during times of peace and prosperity, of a rich country that's gone down even temporarily is, let's say, 25% below replacement, that's ever gotten back up to replacement, even temporarily.
Okay, last thing very quickly. What can we do to encourage more fertility?
I think that we've got to change attitudes in the United States, and we've got to give people a reason to be more confident about their future. I think a little bit more religiosity would also help, because at the end of the day, a society that's only interested in self and not in the future and not in sacrifice isn't going to be a society kind of dominated by parents.
Nicholas Eberstadt, his most recent pieces are linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. Coming back, more on a revelation about the UN. Not good. We'll get to it. Coming up.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office, focusing on federal election interference charges. Your special counsel attorney, Michael Dreeben.
The framers knew too well the dangers of a king who could do no wrong. They therefore devised a system to check abuses of power, especially the use of official power for private gain.
Trump's attorney argued that prosecuting a president for official acts is incompatible with the Constitution. Economic growth in the U.S. during the first quarter of the year was significantly slower than expected. The Commerce Department's latest figures show the gross domestic product increased by just 1.6%, short of the forecast of 2.4%. And San Diego has become the top city for illegal immigrant arrivals at the southern border for the first time since the late 90s, surpassing Tucson, Arizona. John Schaefer, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, there are more than 3,000 teachers who work for UNRWA. UNRWA is the United Nations Relief and Welfare Administration, which basically only exists to pay for so-called Palestinian refugees. And I say so-called because many of the people who count as refugees are, in some cases, great-grandchildren of families who once lived in Israel, and sometimes that even association is very bleak. There is only one nationality, only one kind of refugee in the world that has a special UN program dedicated to that particular minority, that would be Palestinians. In any event, more than 3,000 UNRWA teachers in Gaza belong to the social media group associated with the teachers, which is hosted on the internet messaging platform Telegram and has been exposed by the watchdog group UN Watch. This is from National Review. The digital forum contains posts celebrating the massacre of October 7th, just moments after it began. This is, as Hillel Neuer, who is the executive director of UN Watch, says, this is the mother lode of UNRWA teachers' incitement to jihadi terrorism. UNRWA teacher Wasim Ulla, whose username is Handsome, administers the chat. Ulla has posted information on salaries from UNRWA Gaza, education chief Sami Abu Kamil. He has also called for the execution of Jews. Let's execute the first settler who lives near here. At one point in the chat, Ulla then informs the group's 3,000 UNRWA teachers that salaries will be paid on Sunday. Later on, he shares a video glorifying Hamas attacks and posts a photo of a suicide bomb vest wired with explosives with the caption, "Wait, sons of Judaism." Ulla also praised terrorist Akran Abu Hassanan, who died during the October 7th attack, as a Qassami martyr, a friend and a brother. He prayed to Allah to admit him to paradise without judgment. The idea of paradise without judgment? Dubious. The Trump administration, by the way, stopped UNRWA funding in 2018, one of the extremely well-advised decisions made by the Trump administration. This is after it came to light that the agency was distributing textbooks with anti-Semitic content, calling it an irredeemably flawed operation. President Biden then reversed that decision at the beginning of his term, a terrible mistake, and the U.S. is now, once again, the agency's largest funder. The UN Watch report comes after the watchdog group highlighted social media posts by UNRWA teachers celebrating the Hamas massacre of Israelis, old people, babies, all Israelis. The agency has come under fire in the wake of the October 7th attack for failing to prevent humanitarian aid from falling into Hamas hands. Meanwhile, there is this bit of news, which is the University of Southern California has now canceled its main commencement ceremony, citing new safety measures put in place in the days since the Los Angeles school has been rocked by student-led protests against the war in Gaza. They're not protests against the war in Gaza. They're protests against the very existence of Israel. That's why they use the slogan, "From the river to the sea, all of Palestine shall be free." The university announced the cancellation of the May 10th main stage ceremony after more than 90 students were arrested on campus. USC is among the dozens of colleges and universities to have protests unfold on campus just weeks before commencement. Several have resulted in violence and arrests as police attempt to clear student encampments that have cropped up on school grounds. The cancellation of the main commencement ceremony at USC also comes amid tensions after school officials recently announced that they would not have this year's valedictorian, who is Muslim and had shared pro-Palestinian views, speak at the commencement, citing vague concerns over security. Now, do I think that's a shame? I think it's a shame. I'm sorry for this young lady who is a Muslim and shares pro-Palestinian views. But at a commencement, when you have the families of people who are there, if someone is a radically in favor of Hamas, the dangers of the entire ceremony being hijacked are very real. And I think they're doing the right thing, not by replacing her, but by saying, okay, this is one ceremony we will live without. Meanwhile, there's a perspective on protesters that is worth recalling. If you go back into the past, we had a president once named Ronald Reagan, who not only as governor of California for two terms had a fairly negative view of people who were disrupting university life, particularly Cal Berkeley, but could actually be amusing about it. This is part of what he said. This is clip 15.
Negotiate many times.
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is?
University is a public institution.
That's right.
Important institution.
But the university,
for all of its own community and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
I'm sick and tired of the argument about whether some effort to enforce law and order is going to escalate anything at all. Plain truth of the matter is this has to stop, and it has to stop like the day before yesterday. And it's going to be stopped, whatever it takes.
I was picked up a few days ago in California by some youngsters that had signs that said, "Make love, not war." Trouble is, they didn't look like they were capable of doing either.
Thank God for President Reagan and for Governor Reagan. Meanwhile, Senator Schumer, who tried to buy, it seems to me, some left-wing popularity or credibility by giving an awful Senate speech where he attacked Israel, now is attacked by pro-Hamas protesters during Passover who gathered together outside Senator Schumer's Brooklyn home. And it sounded like this. Okay, what they're saying is let Gaza live, let Gaza live. One of the things that I spoke about in one of my talks to this Passover group that I'm spending time with is the reality is when you say let Gaza live, and we are talking about birth rates, that during the years that Israel controlled Gaza, which were 1967 up until 2005, the population, the Palestinian population of Gaza, doubled. They had more people. They not only lived, they lived better than they had under the prior Egyptian domination, or certainly under the domination of the crazies at Hamas. And then they were also chanting, Israel bombs, USA pays, how many kids have you killed today? Meanwhile, Karine Jean-Pierre speaks out on campus protests. Not very effective. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Here's a special discount. 50% off just for being a MedVed annual member. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the best ways, one of the easiest ways to maintain your connection to this program and to listen to it wherever and whenever you want is to become a Medhead. And your basic Medhead membership has never been less expensive. It's available now for some 50% off. And go to michaelmedved.com, and you have access whenever you want it. It's commercial free and directly available to you to download and enjoy and stream whenever you want. The other alternative is, and that Medhead membership, your basic membership, costs $2.50 a month. I mean, we're not talking about a major investment, even in a challenging economy, always a challenging economy. In any event, the other alternative is to become a Medhead Plus, which also gives you access to everything free in our history store. And the membership there comes to about $5 a month. So the Medhead Plus membership, the regular basic Medhead membership, both are 50% off. Just go to michaelmedved.com or go to medvedhistorystore.com and join up and take advantage of this dramatically reduced price. Meanwhile, one of the members of Congress with a particular interest in the pro-Hamas demonstrators across the country is, of course, Ilhan Omar. She's not Arab. She is not Palestinian. She is Somali. But she is a Somali-American. She's an elected member of Congress from Minneapolis. And she was speaking to protesters at the University of Minnesota and found a way to attack Joe Biden for what is happening in Gaza. This is clip 12.
I have to tell you, I am incredibly moved by your courage and bravery as a student body in putting your bodies on the line to stand in solidarity to end the genocide that is taking place in Gaza at this moment. I have to tell you, it's been incredibly painful for the last 5 days to see the discovery, while there is a discovery of a mass grave of more than 200 Palestinians in Khan Yunus, that our media, our elected politicians, our president, every single leader is spending their time and energy in talking about the protests as if you all are not here to give voice to the genocide that is taking place in Gaza. What started out 5 days ago with only 70 students organizing themselves at Columbia University has now led to a nationwide university movement.
And what was this university movement meant to accomplish in the United States? And does anyone believe that if there were a ceasefire, and by the way, the reason there's not a ceasefire is because Hamas refuses. It's been offered again and again and again by the Israelis. But the ceasefire has to involve the release of hostages. And all of the grotesque distortions about genocide are ridiculous. First of all the numbers they use, all the data they use, all the reports that they use are from the Hamas Ministry of Health. I would suggest to you that the term Hamas Ministry of Health is a contradiction in terms. It just doesn't work. There is no health associated with Hamas. There never has been. And the idea that people simply accept their numbers when they, as making a point, they do not include in their numbers that the Hamas fighters, terrorists, who have died. They simply aren't counted among those. They just give you a general level. And one of the things that's very suspicious of it is that when they name the people who have died, they are always undercounting people who are as civilians, people who are of young male status and in fighting age. With all of this going on, at least Nancy Pelosi says something fairly reasonable about the humanitarian assistance to the Palestinians, which has been getting through. And not because of university protests, but because it's the best way to bring an end to this war and to establish some kind of means for life to resume and improve in Gaza. This is the statement by former House Speaker Pelosi.
The biggest advocate for humanitarian assistance to the Palestinians has been Joe Biden. Now, the groups outside with their protests lay some blame at his doorstep when he's the only one advocating at that level. I mean, we, the Democrats and Congress, too, following that lead, and humanity demands it. But the Republicans in Congress have been against, in the House, have been against any assistance for the Palestinians. So when the Senate came with a bill that had that in it, passed in the Senate 2 months ago, we thought it should have happened sooner. But it happened, and so the Speaker got the job done, and we're glad of that.
And you give him credit for that, Speaker
I think
Johnson?
He deserves some credit, and I think it took some courage on the part, because you have to understand, in the Congress, on the Republican side in the House, is a Putin caucus. I mean, they may not officially call it that, but their own leadership, the chair of the Intelligence Committee and the chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee, two Republican leaders on the Republican side have said, the Republican leaders have said, Russian propaganda has infiltrated the Republican caucus in the House.
Okay, at least she gives Mike Johnson the credit he deserves for the $95 billion foreign aid package, foreign aid to Ukraine, to Israel, to Taiwan, and more. A previous world war, and one that has been celebrated in every kind of movie, is the subject of a new movie by action specialist Guy Ritchie. The title? The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Here's the basics about the film.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute. Action director Guy Ritchie has created a new adventure loosely based on an amazing true story about rogue operatives working directly for Winston Churchill and trying to destroy Nazi U-boats in the darkest days of World War II. It's called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
What's the plan? To neutralize the German U-boats in the North Atlantic.
We're losing the war.
Hitler is not playing by the rules, then neither are we.
The cast, led by Henry Cavill, also known for his role as Superman, includes a stunning Mexican newcomer played by Isa Gonzalez, and many others, all of whom seem to be enjoying their roles. The body count of slaughtered Nazis runs into the hundreds, and the action is fast-moving, though decidedly dubious in terms of historical reliability. Nevertheless, the film is full of energy and, yes, excitement. Rated R for non-stop violence, 3 stars for the surprisingly entertaining The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
And that will be playing everywhere and apparently doing fairly well. Meanwhile, speaking about doing fairly well, the election is so close in so many places. The New York Post reports that the Real Clear polling average shows Biden leading Trump in all important Pennsylvania by 0.4 percentage point. Since January, no survey incorporated in the RCP data has shown Trump leading Biden in the state by more than 6 percentage points. It's a squeaker. You are paying, if you're a taxpayer, for the radicalization machine. What does that mean? We'll talk to Professor Paul Kangor about that tomorrow. And we'll also speak to legal expert Andy McCarthy on the elaborate conspiracy theory being favored by hush money prosecutor Alvin Bragg. That and much more coming up next time. Friday, right here in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.